This is the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Now, with Isaiah, here's Brady Hall.
All right, welcome in. We got a kind of a short and sweet version of the Isaiah Stevens Show, as Isaiah's got to get on the court, get some practice in and everything. They got a big one coming up tomorrow against Washington. Isaiah, my man, forgive me, but I'm still living in that Wednesday night. That was such an amazing environment, so much fun, and I just want to repeat that game over and over again.
Yeah, man, nah, that was a lot of fun, especially being able to see Moby the way it was. The energy in the building was special, man, and that was a great night for us.
Is that one, like? You know, I try to get to a couple of games a year, but that one was absolutely nuts as far as the environment. You get the guys, the fans storming the court and everything. Where does that rank as far as how crazy Moby Arena has been? Because I know you've been in so many games where it was off the hook, but is that up there in the top five category?
I think it's definitely up there in the top five, man. Just the caliber of the game, two high-powered teams meeting – early in the season, typically you don't get good games like that in November. So that's, I think, something that adds on to it even more. And then being able to come out on top also makes it really special. And I was able to have some family there as well. So it was just a great night overall.
Yeah, no, it was really cool seeing all the play, a lot of players' families out there watching the game. Talk to us about how obviously this was a special win. You talked about it, checking this one off your list. You've achieved so many great things during your time at Colorado State. This is one of those that I know you were just like, I got to get over that hump. I want to win the Rocky Mountain Showdown Hoops Edition, and you got it on Wednesday night.
Yes, sir, we did. It was definitely something that me and my coaches talked about. Me and my teammates understood the magnitude of the rivalry, the game, and that we haven't won in that rivalry in quite some time, and I hadn't won one since entering college. So definitely wanted to, like I said in the interview post game, at least get one of them, and being able to get in my last year probably is there anything else I could ask for in that regard.
Well, and honestly, going up against a really good Buffs team, I don't know where they stack up against, you know, as far as teams you've faced in the past, but I think that Buffs team's going to go on and do some pretty big things too. So it's not like you caught the Buffs on a weird year or anything. I think both of these teams, you guys and the Buffs, I would not be shocked at all if we see both programs dancing in March.
Oh, 100%, man. No, that team is super talented. They're big, they're physical, and they just have talent all over the floor, man. And they were ranked in the top 25 last week prior to their MTE, and I honestly thought they were still going to be in it regardless of their loss down there in that tournament. I thought they were still going to be in it entering this week. So I was really hoping that potentially it could have been a top 25 matchup. I think they were right outside. But, yeah, man, that was – still just a elite matchup nonetheless.
How cool was it for you guys to see Neek Clifford? You know, obviously you wanted to get this win for so many reasons, but Neek coming over from CU to you guys, it was there was a moment there, Isaiah, where he's going to the free throw line. He was kind of by himself for a second, and the crowd's chanting out. I was talking about this yesterday. The crowd's chanting, proud to be a CSU Ram. I could have swore I saw him about ready to start singing along, man. I was getting chills kind of watching that, but how cool of a moment was that? For him, for you guys as a team, and then especially get that dunk at the end. You kind of set that one up, but to kind of put the exclamation point on this game.
Yeah, man, I just think it was so fitting. Being able to have Neek over here at CSU has really been all the difference in the world, man. He's super talented, a great teammate, just a funny person off the floor, man, that you can ask anything of, and he'll be willing to give you the clothes off his back. And kind of being able to be with him in those moments throughout the game, you know, it's going to be a lot of emotion, a lot of intensity behind it. You just wanted to keep him as poised and as calm as possible while also allowing him to unleash some of that fire that I know he had built up over the duration of this game. And so him being able to cap it off with a dunk, I think, was just the perfect ending to the night. Him by himself, man, and in the green and white, I think, was really special.
Yeah, I think it was cool. I know we've only got a couple of minutes left with you here, but this is a serious question for you, Isaiah, so just be ready. Joe Palmer looks so good in that headband. Have you thought about maybe throwing on a headband?
I have once before. It was a couple years ago. I've only done it once in college. I remember it was against Air Force a couple years back.
Okay, I don't even remember that.
Yeah, because I remember Kendall Moore, he was like, man, I think I was like 4 points away from scoring my 1,000 point here at CSU. And he was like, man, you might as well, like, do something for it. It's going to be a whole bunch of pictures and all that different stuff. And I was like, all right, how about I wear a headband? Because he would wear one every once in a while. And I might have to bring that back. We'll see. Yeah, it's funny you brought that up. We were actually talking about that in the locker room yesterday when we came in for film and all that stuff. But, yeah, man, who knows? Maybe I'll throw one back on.
There's got to be one game at some point where everyone's just like, you know what? We're going to throw on the Joe Palmer headband and just see what happens.
Yeah, man. We got to get a Joe Palmer headband game. Everybody in the student section puts a headband on. We got the whole team with headbands, man. That would be awesome.
Man, it's so much fun to watch you guys. I've said it a million times, not only on the floor, but yeah, yourself, your great leadership, and the rest of this roster, so many amazing guys to just sit down and talk to. It's a really unique group. You got Washington coming up this weekend, and I know that's going to be another big challenge for you guys.
Absolutely, man. This team is playing some really good basketball. Another group with talent all over the floor, 1 through 5, and even some of their rotation guys. They playing at a really high level right now. And we're going to have to be ready to play, man. I know that they're super athletic, very physical in the lane, can make shots all over. So we're definitely going to have to be ready to compete.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one. It'll be another fun matchup coming up. This will be on CBS Sports Network, 5 o'clock tomorrow. Isaiah, good luck to you, my friend. And we'll get to a point here pretty soon where we can sit down and have a little bit of a longer conversation on Friday. I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you.
All right, good luck, man. That's Isaiah Stevens, short and sweet.